Nick Stewart was at King's Park last night. G'day, Nick.
G'day, guys. How you doing today?
Very good. Now, you're the admin spokesperson for Pokemon in Perth. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a fan-based Pokemon page that we've put up there just to help get information out to people who are starting to play.
All right, so you're the expert. Just walk us through why are people doing this? What is at the end of the rainbow?
To be perfectly honest, no one knows yet. There's not a lot of information out about it. It's all very new. It's literally only a week old. But yeah, no one knows what will happen. We're expecting more generations of Pokemon to come through. About 150 to catch at the moment. And it's all based from after people are playing used to play in their childhood where you had to catch them all with the idea behind it.
Right. Has anyone actually caught them all?
No one's claimed it to us yet. It's only available in Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and the US came online recently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still pretty new to the market, but we haven't heard anyone caught them all yet.
So when you heard there were over 1,000 people in King's Park last night at about 10:15 or 10:30 on the coldest night of the year, were you one of them? What did you think when you heard that?
I was one of them. It was cold. Just recommend everyone grabbing a jumper if they're heading out there. There was lots of people out there. They were all hoping to get a rare event Pokemon that has spawned there in the previous two nights. Didn't spawn last night, so a few people were a bit upset about that. Getting out there in the cold.
Nick, how old are you? It's just as a matter of
I'm 30.
Have you got kids?
No.
Okay. So Nick, you're doing it.
But, Nick, this is the bit we're struggling to understand. I kind of get it. I realise it's virtual. Well, I realise it's virtual, i.e., it's on your phone. That's the bit Millsy's struggling to understand. But my question is, who decides where these, you know, fictitious Pokemon things pop up? Who is it that does it? Is it Nintendo head office?
So the program is actually created by a company called Niantic and the Pokemon Company. Niantic created a game about 3 or 4 years ago called Ingress, which was a location-based game designed to conquer certain areas. And that's what actually has prompted all the, what they call Pokestops and gyms, having their locations across Perth. Users could previously update locations for them, and that's how they know where everything is in Perth. That's how they get the information on all the maps and all the photos.
Right. So they move around? Like, will King's Park be packed again tonight?
I can't say. There's a good chance it will be. There's about a stretch of about 200 to 300 metres in King's Park where there are constant Pokestops that are always, they call it lured, which causes more Pokemon to be there.
So do people say there's one up there behind the tree, there's one up there beside that car? Do people help each other out, or is it a competition against each other?
No, so it can appear on multiple person's screens at once, so that everyone does yell out. If you have a look on the Pokemon Perth page, there's actually a couple of videos of people yelling out that they've seen this, and hundreds of people come running for 500 metres just to try and catch that one.
So how did people find out about it, and how did it take off to be this huge thing that it's become?
Viral, Millsy, online.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, the program had been available in beta test for about 2 to 3 months, so there was already a fair bit of buzz about it. And then when it dropped last week, it just seemed everyone jumped onto it. All the news websites, the tech and side of things, all jumped onto it pretty hard, and it became trending topics. Everyone found it and jumped into it.
We've posted a video of yours, Nick, at King's Park last night on our Facebook page if people want to have a look at it. Karen has tweeted the program and said, we had a Pokemon, a Rattata, in our kitchen last night. Our daughter's boyfriend caught it with a Pokeball.
What does that mean?
So basically the program works on augmented reality. So what you capture from your phone's camera, your phone's camera will capture the image of around you, so you'd be in the office, and then on the screen of that phone will appear a certain Pokemon. Rattata is just one of the Pokemon in the list that they've released so far.
Okay.
You throw an item called a Pokeball to try and capture it, to add it to your collection, to try and complete your list.
So could there be some in my bed, in my bedroom?
There could be. I'm not willing to ever go at that one.
Right. No, but seriously, I mean,
it wasn't me, Trish. It was the Pokemon.
How did it finish up in his house?
It's just location based. You do your GPS on your phone.
Okay.
It could be appearing absolutely anywhere.
How much money have you spent so far, Nick? Because you can buy things to help you catch these things, right?
You can buy things. I've spent nothing. I'm building a house at the moment, and that's taking up all my money.
And last one, I don't know if you heard Neil's call, but somebody's jumping off of the Narrows bridge with his car, or pulling the car off to the side of the road to grab one near the old mill. I mean, that can't be good. There's got to be someone somewhere that says, okay, that these things have got to be appear on your phone when you're in a safe place, not driving along. And that's a big worry if they're appearing when you're driving.
I totally agree with you. Look, we've been posting on the page for people not to play while they're driving, not to play in the middle of the street. We actually, for last night, we put up some maps at King's Park telling people the best places to park, where to stay, stay off the sides of the roads. We actually had someone, as we were leaving, mount the curbs to try and drive out and almost run us over. There was also a car crash up there from someone who grabbed their phone while trying to catch Pokemon. It's not the thing to do.
No.
Pull up in a car park, walk around, that's the idea behind it, and just obviously stay safe while doing it.
With due respect, how long will you continue to do this?
Play the game?
Yeah.
Undetermined, man. It depends. If they constantly update with content, the game stays good. I don't know. I know people that still play the old original Pokemon that came out on Game Boy that Nintendo released.
It's a fad, and it's a brilliant fad. It's got the whole, well, the world.
Jeez, I'd love to be a shareholder.
The parts
Nintendo.
Of the world that it's available
Nick,
in.
Nick, thanks so
playing.
Much, mate. Very informative, and good luck with your web page. I'll tell you, you'll be
yeah,
very
no
busy.
Worries, guys.
Good on
thanks,
you, Nick.
It's Adam and Nick Stewart. He's the admin manager for Pokemon Go Perth.